Podtacular, the unofficial Halo Universe podcast, presents episode 580, Worms, recorded live on May 2nd, 2017. Hello, everyone. Welcome to Podtacular, the unofficial Halo Universe podcast. I am your host, Duststorm.
I am your co-host, Godzilla T.
And we finally have Colony. Yay!
Yay!
From the last time we recorded, which actually, it was what, 2 days? Or the day after we recorded last, when Colony actually came out? I forget. It was one of the 2 days after we recorded the podcast. But we got it. We got all the Licolo out there. And all the wonderful updates that come with it, like patches and the leaderboards for the Waypoint website and the Halo app, a whole bunch of more fixes and some more balancing stuff. But we finally have the next update, and it landed in April. So we're still on track for hopefully getting some new content every month. But I want to see what people in the chat, if they've played their multiplayer experience with Colony, what that is, because I know I haven't had a chance to play it yet, let alone play any multiplayer Halo Wars 2.
I'm currently playing with it.
Yeah, how is it going?
I'm losing to an easy AI.
Are you playing as Colony?
Yes.
Maybe it takes a little difference in getting used to skill-wise.
Oh, definitely.
But there's going to be more leaders, obviously, and hopefully next month will be kind of, it's safe to assume that next month could be a campaign expansion, right?
I would hope so.
That'd be nice. Either in this coming month, which would mark the third month after the release of the game, or maybe the month after. But I would hope one of these 2 months would get the campaign expansion. We'll see how that goes out. But for those of you who are interested in the update, it should be applied already to your Xbox One, if you have that, down to auto update. Same thing for Windows 10. If not, you can go download those. I think it's, what, a 7 gig update? Something like that?
The Colony update's not that big.
I remember having an update for Halo Wars that was 7 gigs.
That might have been something else.
Okay. I think Sketch also said that some people were having to re-download certain parts of it for the update instead of just the update itself. Anyways, there's Colony and again, the updates to the Halo Waypoint and the Halo app leaderboards there as well. But yeah, so for people in the chat, not seeing anyone has really had a chance to play other than Eric Ibu. He says he's enjoying the leader powers for Colony. Bobby B444 is loving Colony so far as well. Bobby's saying that there was the Colony update and then there was the patch, and maybe the total of them were about 7 gigs.
It could have been.
Pins is saying, and Eric Ibu is also confirming, that the Phoenix logs were also fixed in this update. So all the dates that Hidden Xperia was talking about when he was on their podcast have been fixed. So I'll have to go back and look at those and see how they fit in with the rest of the Halo timeline, which Pins has given us an update, and now he's up to 320 lines of his Halo novel timeline. Yeah. I'm going to need to make a post about that at some point, because that is just impressive. Have you posted it up on Reddit yet, Pins? Or anywhere else? Maybe r/Halo or r/Halo Story or on the Waypoint forums or on Halo Archive? I'm sure those folks would get... Oh, you're not done yet. Okay. Maybe you can help crowdsource it? I don't know if that sounds like a good idea or a horrible idea. Still impressive nonetheless. I need to get back into Halo Wars 2 and stream my legendary runs, stream my objective runs and all that stuff. I did start trying out Beam this past weekend. I did stream with some people on Sunday. Bobby was there. X Alice Pieces X and Uncle York. So shout outs to them for playing with me on my Beam debut. For those of you who are interested, beam.pro/thestorm is my stream. And then I think GTU have been experimenting with it too.
Yeah, it's Godzilla Todd.
Cool. So check us out on Beam. I think I'm going to try to stream over there a little bit more often, especially with the Windows 10 Xbox Beam integration and Beam integration on Xbox One. So I'm going to try those out. And then I actually used the Tachyon broadcaster because the Beam part of Xbox One kept crashing. And from what I was told, Xbox One was having some DDoS issues over the weekend. And my party was dying.
Yeah, it didn't surprise me.
So I had to switch over to my PC for the party and then use Tachyon with my Elgato to stream the game. And there's actually some added features to Tachyon, which is kind of a modified OBS client that I'm kind of liking compared to XSplit. So I may dabble in OBS and Tachyon a little bit and see what I can muster out of that. I have to see. So we talked about the Colony update. We've got some other updates to talk about. This past weekend was the Extermination Arena rotational playlist. I didn't get a chance to play it, but I saw Unishek streaming the heck out of it, along with a few others. And it seemed like it was fairly popular over the weekend. Did you get a chance to play it, or anyone in the...
No, I didn't. I sure didn't.
Anyone in the chat get a chance to play it? The concept is actually pretty interesting. So it's Slayer used with breakout settings, and you have a 15-second respawn. If you can manage to get the whole other team dead at the same time and have no players standing at any particular time, then you win the round, and then it's five rounds to win. It's pretty interesting. There were some nail-biter moments where people would be running away to try to stay alive, and within half a second, their teammates would spawn, they would die, and they would still be in the game. Makes for some interesting tactics, and the maps that they were on were rather interesting as well. They had some cave ones, they had some more standard building-like ones, some a little, not as many open format ones, but you can tell that it's meant to keep people into a very confined space and make sure that play is engaged throughout the entire experience. So it gives people enough opportunities to run away, but not so much to where you can just keep outrunning someone. There's always a chance to get cornered off. So it was fun to watch. Maybe it, as fun to watch as it is to play. Because I was watching Unishek play it for a good, probably 30 minutes to an hour this weekend. Big Team Battle got an update, speaking of arena playlist. There are some new maps, which some of them actually look pretty good. I think 343 streamers were actually having a few people come and help them playtest some stuff before the update. Some of these maps on here are, I think, look really good, even for Forge maps. Granted, I still like to see some dev Big Team Battle maps, but for the moment, these work pretty well.
Yeah. I've been watching some people streaming the streaming Big Team, and I've been really impressed with them. They're definitely an overhaul.
Right. The community has done a really good job on getting some updated maps in there. And good on 343 for curating those too. Unishek is a big proponent of that, so massive kudos to him for getting that done. Probably my favorite out of the ones that were featured in the update is Risen, which is actually a remix of the Halo 2 Vista map, Uplift. It took me a while to figure that out too, because I was just looking at the image from the Twitter post that they made, and I'm like, this kind of looks like Narrows, but not quite, but it seems familiar. And then when I read it in the update, it finally clicked for Uplift. It looks really nice. I think it's probably probably be one of my favorite maps to play on if I were to play Big Game Battle. Then I think one of the other interesting ones for me is Port Authority.
Yeah. Hmm.
Five big team maps that they featured, and it's been integrated in with the assault mode that's also been integrated with the matchmaking playlist. So that gives us four game modes that are in there: Assault, CTF Slayer, and Stronghold. And among the maps that are in there, Echoes, Traffic Jam, which are both familiar, probably familiar with if you play big team, Eagle Square, Viking, Deadlock, Fracture, Dispelled, Recurve, Ancestor, Port Authority, Risen, Guillotine, Scavenger, Altar, and Boulevard, and Entombed. So Big Team Battle has gotten an update. Pretty hefty update, too.
Yeah.
Confell says that they're much less glitchy and laggy than the old maps, which is good. I don't remember when the last Big Team Battle refresh was. I don't think it was too long ago, but I remember when the first ones came out, they had some development oversight, and then I think after that set came out, they were kind of pushing the limits as some of the console resources were pushed to some limits. And you have it when you cross over two different textures, like the fading that happens in between the two. So it looks like for these, or a couple of these maps rely a little bit more on terrain pieces, which I think helps versus the like the square or flat or cylindrical pieces. So I think that helps a little bit. And of course, the subsequent Forge updates have probably helped as well.
Yes, as always.
Speaking of Forge, though, I'm going to divert a little bit from the update from last week. Someone's gotten a title update. Tom French, instead of being the Forge lead as of April 29th, he's now the multiplayer lead for Halo, which means he's going to be in charge of multiplayer for Halo 6.
Cool.
So imagine all of those things that he wanted to do that he could only really try to implement in Forge. Imagine all of that forging power being focused at the start into the multiplayer experience for Halo 6.
Yay.
I think that will make a lot of people happy.
Most definitely.
Just think of it, Forge being, well, we pretty much figured out that Forge will probably be there at the start of Halo 6.
Well, everything should be there at the beginning of Halo 6.
Yeah, if it's not, there's a problem.
Yeah.
I think a big part of Halo 5 as well is they rebuilt so much of the Halo engine that they probably have a good foundation to not have to do that all over again. So hopefully the multiplayer experience and the Forge experience will be somewhat similar and maybe just kind of in addition onto what Halo 5 was. Like, it's hard to imagine any additional features to put into Forge. I think the thing that could be really improved upon is maybe just the game engine mechanics and optimizing the game for the Xbox One. Other than that, the multiplayer environment, the engine itself, the physics behind it, the weapons, they're all pretty well done. Like I've said on the podcast before, I think this is probably close to one of the most balanced weapon set for Halo so far. And the Spartan abilities or the armor abilities are not too bad. I know there's some people that absolutely hate Sprint, and the Spartan charge is a little janky in some cases. But for the most part, I think the multiplayer sandbox is probably one of the better sandboxes that we've gotten for a Halo multiplayer experience. And Eric Kibbe reminded me, adding more scripting options and AI, I think that's a given. But yeah, that would be a definite addition. I mean, think of what you can do with maybe doing the whole custom war zone or custom firefight or scripting AI for machinima purposes. The uses there are actually pretty widespread, I think.
I'm really excited to see what they can do with Halo 6 after what they've learned with Halo 5. How much more they're able to add, things like that.
Game modes, please.
Launch with game modes, yes.
Yes. And granted, the ball types is nice because you can do more than just oddball and griffball and assault, but it'd be nice to have some of those kind of natively supported as game modes, and maybe have some generic ones, but maybe have a few of those that are kind of a little more targeted and specific, I think may help. I don't know. What do you think?
Yeah. I mean, more pre-made ones would be nice. You know, as far as, you know, the pre-made oddball, pre-made of the classic game types. It would be nice if they did that more in, you know, before they launched the game than after.
I'm sure we'll get that in Halo 6, especially with Tom French behind the wheel of multiplayer. It's hard to think what else can be added, though. I mean, that's what the developers are, that's what their job is to figure that out. But it's hard to kind of imagine what else to add.
Yeah, that's kind of what we said before.
That is
what's
true.
Left.
That's a very good point. That is a very good point.
Yeah, what's left? Oh, well, let's see. Let's add another 50 different scripting items. And
well, the scripting items can always be expanded upon to include things. I mean, AI is a perfect example. More trigger things, more script brains, maybe having something where you can have some kind of scripting language for Halo instead of how to do script brains. Different. I mean, you can always have different kind of sandboxes, maybe have a texture palette, or there are certain established things that can be expanded upon, but it's kind of one of those things is like, what's something that can be done which is new? And I mean, Forge has been a playground for that kind of stuff for Tom French and his team. We've seen how much stuff has actually come out of what they've gone through and thought of. Just look at all the scripting stuff, the trigger stuff, the whole weapon pad glitch thing, the welding of being officially supported. So things are at least being thought of and being done. I don't know. Maybe I should talk to some more Forgers a little more often and see what their ideas are. Because my creative juices in that department is a little empty.
Yeah, definitely. They've totally amazed me with what they've been able to do with what they've had. And to continue this growth that we've seen in Halo, it's just truly amazing.
It really is.
I really can't wait to see what they do next.
Congratulations to Tom French. We're going to divert back to the update, but we are very much looking forward to what you have to do for Halo 6. We know we are in good hands. There is some more updates to HCS. They finally put out a final list of settings. A couple more things that have changed. They added... I'm only going to go over the changes from the last update. And then they list all of the changes that were made from last season to this season. So if you want that whole list, you can head over to Halo Waypoint. But on Fathom, they added the tactical magnums to red and blue porches. They reduced the ammo count on the railgun by one spare clip. On the rig, they reduced the ammo count in the railgun by one spare clip, and they reduced the ammo count in the scatter shot by one spare clip. On Truth, they replaced the storm rifle in bottom mid with a tactical magnum, and they removed the battle rifle from Carbine Tower 2, and set the tactical magnum to respawn timer from 40 seconds and despawn timer to 30 seconds. So those are the final changes from the series of updates they've been doing for HCS. And with that, those final HCS settings will be used for the Placement Cup number 2 that's happening this weekend, and then HCS Daytona, which is happening the weekend after.
Cool.
A few little smaller updates as Grim provides. Halo Envoy is now out. Again, if you want to head over to podtacular.com/envoy, that'll take you over to Amazon where you can order the book, either for Audible, for Kindle, or in physical copy. And thanks to Elaborate Toast in our Discord chat, he told us that the mass market paperback are the smaller prints. So like the original books of the original trilogy, like the really small ones. If you think of New Blood or Last Light, how big those are, that's the regular one, and then the mass market is the smaller print. That's the difference.
Mm-hmm.
There is also a nomination for Halo Combat Evolved to be in the World Video Game Hall of Fame. So right now there are about 12 finalists. Yeah, 12 finalists in this, and there's a link over on the latest Halo update. And right now, the number one leader is Pokemon Red and Green with 3,836 votes. And then second place is Halo Combat Evolved, which is 2,560 votes. I kind of have to give it to Pokemon on that one. Pokemon is a lot more influential across the world than Halo is.
Well, yeah, across the world, it's definitely a more universally recognized game. I would love to see Halo in the Hall of Fame. But yeah, I think you're right. I think Pokemon is probably going to make it.
So this is done by The Strong, which is part of the National Museum of Play, which is in Rochester, New York.
Ooh, cool.
The International Center for the History of Electronic Games, National Toy Hall of Fame, World Video Game Hall of Fame, American Journal of Play. I'm just reading off the supporting organizations on this thing. You can head over to worldvideogamehalloffame.org and vote there, or again, just follow the link in the update from last week and you can get there that way. The Memories of Reach Rec Pack is still available. The Definitive Edition is out on Xbox One, Windows 10, and Steam. And the Steam version supports Windows 7. Then the Colony DLC is out. And for the last Halo crate, we have a Hunter as our Halo icon figure. That is still available to order if you go to lootcrate.com/podtackler and use podtackler at checkout to get $3 off. You have until midnight on the night of June 15th to order the crate while supplies last. There is a 343 spotlight. We've bypassed a lot of those. I really should read those at some point so we can actually talk about them on the show. Hopefully I'll get there at some point. There's a bunch of community spotlight stuff in here as well. Someone has remade or has modeled an AR, full 3D printed AR, and it looks really good. It has some wear on it. I don't know if the wear is printed or if it's kind of sanded on over there, but Nibs20 over at Reddit posted this, and it looks legit. Now, there's nothing really to compare it to size, but I'm wondering how this kind of sizes up in real life. It'd be cool if it was life-sized, but that would be a lot of plastic resin. That's probably going to be more prevalent with the cosplaying community once 3D printers become more and more affordable. We could possibly see more and more armor pieces being printed or stuff like weapons where you have the plastic being a lot lighter than foam or wood.
Uh-huh.
Or especially metal. And a lot more durable, too. Let's see. We also have a video montage from iSpiteful, which is no surprise there, called Perlescent. That was released a little over a month ago, but they're highlighting an update now. There's a drawing done by a Redditor by the name of you. I have no idea how to say his name.
Don't look at me.
It looks like a free drawn art, and it's Master Chief in a pool surrounded by, looks like, Flood and Dead Covenant. Kind of reminiscent of the, once you fall into the coolant pool from Halo 1 with the Flood surrounding it. At least it kind of reminds me of that a little bit.
Yeah, I could see that.
There's some cool screenshots up there as well, taken by some of the community. And that will wrap it up for the update from last week.
Wow, that was short.
Yeah, well, some of it we covered already in the Colony DLC update. And true. A lot of it was just kind of stuff we could skip over.
Yeah, no sense in repeating it over and over again.
So another thing that happened last night is the cover for Halo Warfleet was released over on, I think it was Amazon Italy that the cover was posted. And Halo Collector caught wind of that, so they posted it, and then subsequent social media were tweeting it, and I tweeted out earlier this morning.
And then it blew up all over the place.
It is available for pre-order over on Amazon right now. You can actually get it for $18.95, which is 35% off the retail price of $29.99. And the nice thing about Amazon is you go pre-order. If the price drops, then you are guaranteed to get the lowest price that becomes available at up until the duration of when they ship.
Yeah, I like that about Amazon.
So you can head on over there and pre-order it now. You can, once I get the link up, you can just do podtackler.com/Warfleet, and then that'll take you to the Amazon page where you can pre-order that. That was one of the things I think the Spirit of Fire guys and some of the lore guys are really looking forward to, is having a reference to all the ships. Sons of the Prophets, especially because they're doing the whole fleet ship simulator. Yeah, the starship simulator in the Sins of the Solar Empire mod. So I have a feeling they're going to be using that extensively. They'll probably get multiple copies of it. Heck, I would not be surprised if 343 actually just sent them copies.
That would be cool.
I don't see why they wouldn't. I'm sure Uni Kraken has already been in contact. It's like, can I have one, please?
Can I has, please?
Can I has, please? Okay, thanks, bye. That's all the Halo Waypoint updates that we have for this week. There's a couple of other community things going on. For Forge Hub, we announced a little bit earlier last month, I think it was last month, that they have another Forge contest that's been going on. It's their extermination contest, and according to their update, today Unishek is supposed to be joining the judges to select the top 10 finalists for their contest. And I believe some of those maps are going to go into matchmaking when extermination comes around again. I think there may have been like a $500 prize in there. I can't remember. But that's happening possibly as we speak. And we'll see the results of that here not too later on. They have a lot of other highlights as far as like forging videos and custom videos and that kind of stuff. So it's a nice additional update to go look at. So if you go over to forgehub.com, definitely check out the weekly updates there, because there's a little bit more community focus as far as things that pertain to forging, customs, and that kind of stuff. And I think that's kind of it for tonight. There's nothing huge going on otherwise in the community that I am particularly aware of. As far as the Spartan Company update, we are now 8 out of 31 requirements completed for the Achilles helmet. The next thing that we are in line to get is power play, which is kill an enemy Spartan with a power weapon. We currently have 88,798 out of 97,200.
And I got 3 of those tonight.
Yay! That's not too hard to get, because anything that's not a loadout weapon is a power weapon.
Well, just play Super Fiesta.
Oh, yeah.
You get all kinds of power weapons.
Oh, yeah. Super easy. So we are just under... we're just under 7,500 more of those kills to get. And the one that we just recently completed was the Reaper, kill an opponent from the grave. So we got that one completed. The furthest one, which is probably still the furthest one, if I can find it real quick, is... yep, kill the driver of a moving enemy vehicle while using a sniper rifle. Forget to pay the toll. So right now, we're on level 4 of that, and we have 222 out of 480. I guess I need to get out my sniper rifle a little bit more in Warzone.
Sounds like it.
Or stop playing Warzone Firefight all the time. We have two spots in our Spartan Company open, so if anyone has friends that would like to join the Spartan Company and help us grind towards getting the helmet, then feel free to invite them. Also, we've had some people posting to our Xbox Club as far as clips and screenshots. We are seeing them and we appreciate them. I'm probably going to start putting some of them in the stream pre-roll. So if you guys want to share some stuff, some clips that would go on the stream and eventually end up on YouTube, then all you need to do is join our club. It is open to anyone. You still have to request to join, but we don't have any restrictions to joining as long as you just behave like a normal person and not do anything crazy. Other than that, though, feel free to come on by, drop in, play with us on Friday nights, and whenever Godzilla and I stream. I think I'm going to try to stream at least 2 days a week. This is what I'm going to try to start doing. Might just be for an hour, might just be for dailies. But if you guys are looking for some time to get in with us, then definitely head in and check us out there. And also, I think GT, you're still looking for feedback regarding Fragging Fridays, right?
Yeah, but I'm always looking for feedback. So, you know, anytime, you know, if you have a suggestion, make it.
Yes. Bobby is saying if we really, really want to make progress on the commendations, then we should really suffer through one of the standard Warzone game types after getting the dailies and Firefight.
Yeah, I know.
And then I don't know if you see Confal's thing, but Saturdays and Sundays are Saturday and Sunday.
I mean, if you guys want to move the game night to a Saturday night, that's fine.
Saturday night.
Of course, we'll have to come up with a new name because, you know, Fraggin' Friday doesn't work for Saturday.
Slayin' Saturday.
The weekend day, Saturday would be the better day for me.
Saturday is a lot more manageable, surprisingly, for me than Fridays.
Well, I mean, you know, Saturdays, I usually work on projects, but I mean, in the evening, I can definitely make time for game nights for definite.
A little bit of Halo on Friday, a little bit of Halo on Saturday. Get your micro doses of Halo. If that's even a thing. It's called dailies for me.
It's called dailies for you?
Yeah. That's my microdose of Halo. Sometimes it's just 20 minutes. Sometimes it could be an hour. Some doses are bigger than others. Depending on how the night goes with Warzone. And most of the time I do pretty well with Fiesta. But there are nights where there's just other teams that can completely destroy you. Especially if you don't get the weapons in your favor.
Oh, yeah. Don't get me wrong. I lose more Fiesta matches than I win, you know, by a long shot.
That's unfortunate. Because Fiesta is one of those... I don't know. Fiesta seems like one of those things where it should be... Well, I guess not. Never mind. I'm going to retract my statement. Did I mention that Halo Legends is on Netflix? Or did I skip over that?
No, you skipped over it.
Okay. Halo Legends is on Netflix now. I just remembered that.
Well, considering they posted a video on it.
Yeah, and it was playing in the pre-roll. Yeah, and Confal is reminding us we need to develop a team to beat Drunken Halo in the next Halo Bowl.
I thought we gave that responsibility to him.
We did. Him and Keys.
So, what's going on, Confal?
Yeah. Come on, Confal. Get with the program. We need some production out of you and Keys. One other thing that happened in the community, which I totally blanked about, but which is pretty significant. Not significant, but it's a pretty incredible achievement, is some people got into what they call the cage in Halo 3 after 9 years of attempting it. And it was done by, they go by the name of the Super Waffle. The Super Waffle is, I guess, the YouTube channel, and it's the team at Termatius Tricosity. They mostly have broken into a lot of the Halo 3 cutscene rooms, and they took 9 to 10 years to make it into this one room, which turns out there's really not anything in it that you couldn't see from the outside, but they did it, and it was a very convoluted process. You have to do spawn points right, you have to kill each other at the right times, you have to have gravity hammers over shields, exactly placed crates, you have to melee pelicans and phantoms into certain positions and use boxes to hold them there. It's crazy. But it was tweeted out by several of the Halo Waypoint folks and several other Halo communities. It's on Reddit, it's on HBO, and it's ridiculous. I don't know how these people find out these things.
Oh, trial and error.
That's a lot of trial and error. That's like the light bulb after 1,000 times. But it's probably more than 1,000 times, especially over 10 years. So that'll wrap it up for tonight. We don't really have much else to talk about. Kind of a short show, but hopefully we'll get some more guests on here soon. I just need to get my butt in gear and actually do some interviews. So that's my fault. Sorry, folks. Until then, I think we'll be doing a few book things here in the not too distant future. A few book
things. As soon as you read them?
Yes. That's always the caveat. We'll be doing that. We'll be getting some interviews lined up. I have a couple of interviews that I want to get done. It's just I need to get them in line and contact a few people to make sure that we can get things going there. Also, make sure you check out our social media. We're on Twitter, Facebook, Twitch, YouTube, Instagram, Discord, all that stuff. Podtacular.com/whatever it is will take you there. Also, make sure you check out the podcast network. We're part of a group of gaming specific podcasts, or at least mostly thereof, which includes Guardian Radio, Critzcast, Podcast 76, The Learning Cliff, Work in Progress, and How to Order Time. You can find more information out about the network over at thepodcast.com and let them know that we sent you, and check out the other podcasts. Remember, you can get the last loot crate with the guaranteed Halo Icons figure up until June 15th at midnight Eastern time. You can go to lootcrate.com/podtacular. Use the code podtacular at checkout to get $3 off of your crate. Also, the Halo speaker is out and about. Some people have been getting that, and people have been doing some unboxings. I will probably do an unboxing Twitter live stream, or Periscope, as it were, of the speaker after the podcast tonight. So for everyone that's on Twitch, check that out shortly after the podcast, and I'll be opening up my box. And we also have our Fragging Fridays, like we were discussing earlier. So you can check us out at 8:30 on Twitch. During that time, we kind of play Lobby's Choice. And then we broadcast our podcast on Tuesday nights at 9 p.m. Eastern time. And again, that's podtacular.com/Twitch. And that will be a wrap for us tonight. Thanks, everyone, for tuning in. Hope to see you guys online. Hope to see you guys on streaming. I know Pins started streaming on Beam recently. We have Godzilla and myself doing it. I think a few other people in the community starting to try Beam as well. So
definitely enjoying Beam. I haven't streamed any Halo there yet, but I'm definitely enjoying the ease of use. Not to say that the Twitch app wasn't easy to use. It just, the lack of fuss, I should say, that the Beam app works with.
And in addition to that, too, the lack of chat fuss is also a plus.
Well, I do like the fact that you can actually put the chat on your, you know, if you're streaming through the Xbox app, you can put the chat window right there on your screen where you can see, you know, where you can see it.
It's a nice difference from Twitch. But it is a little annoying. It seems, just compared to the Twitch thing where it's a smaller black box that has a little more transparency to it. It just has the viewers on there. The beam one seems to be a little more prominent and a bit bigger. I wish it was a little bit smaller.
Yeah, you know, I like having that there. It's nice to have that there.
It's definitely a plus. Thanks everyone for checking us out. We will be back next week. Keep on fragging the Golo worms.
Worms.
Worms.